Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated talk radio that you can control by calling 1-800-259-9231. You can also visit our website at news.freetalklive.com for all kinds of updates about Free Talk Live. You can get connected with Free Talk Live on Twitter or on Facebook. And tonight, this is Dale.
And Nick.
And Stephanie.
And we were just talking about the Obama administration appealing the gay marriage ruling of the federal district court. And one of the quotes here is, it says, as a policy matter, the president has made clear that he believes DOMA is discriminatory and should be repealed, said Justice Department spokeswoman Tracy Schmeller. The Justice Department is defending the statute as it traditionally does when acts of Congress are challenged. So they're implying here that any time an act of Congress is challenged, it should be challenged. Or sorry, any time an act of Congress is challenged, it should be appealed by a court decision.
So she's trying to say that, like, oh, well, he disagrees with it, but he has to do it anyway. Is that basically?
I'm not buying it.
I don't want to play devil's advocate. Although the Supreme Court, when you are talking about overturning an act of Congress, while I would like them not to appeal it because it would just let DOMA die, and I think that's the right thing to do. I don't think DOMA is a constitutional law anyway. And so if a lower court strikes it down, I really see no point in appealing it to the Supreme Court to have it. It should be struck down again. But I think the idea they're going for here is that the Supreme Court is really the only court that with sufficient authority to check the legislative branch, to check Congress. I can kind of see what they're saying, but I think they're using that as a justification to oppose gay marriage, basically. Or to oppose it without opposing it for political purposes.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit contrived. It says the rulings being appealed by the government were made in July by U.S. District Judge Joseph Taro in Boston, who found the law violated the U.S. Constitution's 10th Amendment, which protects states' rights and the clause granting equal protection under the law. Under his ruling, same-sex couples would be entitled to the same federal spousal benefits and protections that are afforded to heterosexual married couples. One of the challenges was brought by the state of Massachusetts and the other by several couples, including an employee of the U.S. Postal Service, Nancy Gill, who could not obtain coverage for her wife, Marcelle Letourneau, on her family health and vision plans. The appeal comes at a tough time for Obama, who has been trying to shore up his liberal base ahead of the contentious congressional elections when his fellow Democrats are expected to lose many seats to Republicans. Democrats could lose control of the House of Representatives. This seems odd to me because they're saying that, you know, well, it's like he's making this bold move that could risk elections when it sounds to me, this seems like exactly the kind of move that's made for election purposes.
I don't think it's a move that is going to have much influence on the election, personally. I don't think that DOMA is really what is on most people's minds, most people who are heading to the polls, and I think that, I don't think it'll make very much a difference one way or the other. I think the Democrats are going to get hosed this November. I mean, that's they're talking about whether it's going to be a worst case scenario or whether they're just going to lose a lot of seats.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of the general view seems to be, at the very least, they're going to lose the majority. I don't know.
Right.
I've heard they're going to lose it by a little bit.
Well, no, it probably won't make a real difference, but I mean,
Makes a difference. If whoever's got the majority has a podium,
right?
They have a bigger sort of they have more control over the what's going on in the actual runnings day to day.
Right. I mean, the only thing I can say that's good if the Republicans manage to get control of the House is that you do tend to see the pace of legislation slow down a little bit if the legislative branch is in the control, or at least one house is in the control of a minority party. And the executive branch is in control of a minority party. They kind of slow each other down by fighting with each other, which is good because they pass fewer laws.
No, I think it's good. I guess some people may not think so. I bet most of the people listening to this show would think that's good as well. So I think we should take another call.
Sure.
So we have George in Texas. So George, what do you feel about all this? George in Texas. Going once. Oh, and we lost him. So, George, if you have something, go ahead and give us a call back. We'll try you again. Again, the number if you want to call in and join the conversation or bring up a new topic is 1-800-259-9231.
About the whole defense of marriage thing, wasn't that Bob Barr who...
Yeah, I believe so.
Made that up and was, you know, responsible for
it. He was against an amendment for what it's worth.
To backtrack, though, for those who don't know who Bob Barr is, though, because, I mean, he was kind of... if you're not a libertarian, you probably weren't following Bob Barr, but Bob Barr, Republican congressman, then he decided, once he got voted out of office, that he joined the Libertarian Party so that he could run for president. And basically, he ran on a less pro-freedom platform, really. You can leave his record when he was in office aside, but just his platforms, the things he was saying he wanted to do, they were less libertarian than some elected Republicans. I mean, he wasn't even that libertarian by the standards of the GOP. Talk about watering down the message.
It's funny, too, because it's like, well, we need to moderate the message if we're going to have any chance. If you don't have any chance anyway. What a sacrifice you made and got nothing in return.
The Libertarian Party decided, hey, let's water down the message so that we can experience even more pitiful returns. And that's exactly what's happened. There was this move in the Libertarian Party to basically, let's try to be one of the big boy parties and we'll get have Bob Barr, we have a real politician who was in office. Well, yeah, but if you're going to lose all your principles anyway, then... What's the point? I mean, the Libertarian Party
never stood unicorns to Congress. Yeah. So George is trying back. Let's try George again. George in Texas. Oh, and we lost him again.
No.
George, yeah, get a new phone, George.
George is in a bad cell.
Maybe it's just a part of Texas.
You're still welcome to call us, but call us from a different phone, because whatever you're calling us from is, you know, it's probably a government phone. No, I don't know. So it says... it says a key concern has been whether those who have supported Obama in the past will show up to vote in the November 2 midterm elections. He has opposed same-sex marriages but supported civil unions and extended some benefits to gay partners of federal employees. Gay rights activists have argued that the legal battle is won for equal rights, while their opponents, including religious conservatives, have argued same-sex marriages are a threat to the traditional family. Massachusetts was the first state to legalize same-sex marriages and has been followed by a handful of other states. The state attorney general, Martha Coakley, said they would defend the district court ruling at the appeals court. Quote, DOMA is an unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional law that discriminates against Massachusetts married couples and their families, she said in a statement. A lawyer for the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders organization, GLAAD, which represented Gill in the challenge, said they are confident in the strength of their case. DOMA brings harm to families like our plaintiffs every day, denying married couples and their children basic protections like health insurance, pensions, and Social Security benefits.
What do you think about that, Dale? Denying married couples these government benefits, right?
Well, that's the reasoning. You know, I said I wanted to talk about this whole notion that to extend this contract to gay couples, to allow gay couples to do it, is an expansion of government.
Uh-huh.
And so what you'll hear, I know people who will say that's their reason for not supporting gay, you know, allowing gay couples to marry the same way straight couples marry.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is that's an expansion of government. I don't support any expansion of government. Government should be out of marriage, and I completely agree. I don't want to support any expansion of government. I want government out of marriage. I do not see what you're doing. There's this contract that the state is denying to some people, and that is a government intrusion, in my opinion. If you're saying, you know, we're saying people should be able to enter into contracts, and this whole notion of denying it just to a certain group of people is a government intrusion. And so I don't see it as an expansion of government to say we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to discriminate. Well, we're not going to specifically pick a certain group of people, say they can't do it, but everyone else
can. It'd be kind of like saying that, well, it would, presuming that black people still were not being recognized as people, it would be kind of like saying, well, the government shouldn't recognize that black people are people because then they'd actually be able to collect Social Security benefits. I mean, that's essentially what you're saying. Well, we couldn't do that because that would enlarge
the government smaller.
The answer is to do away with things like Social Security.
I'll talk some more about the benefits. We'll talk about some of the financial benefits of marriage. You know, there is the understanding that people are getting certain things out of it. You can call in at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for Congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melting!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You should go to our website. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see the Shrine of Female Listeners. And I'm introducing this because I'm the only female here.
You know, I really like a female talking about the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Tell us
a little bit of what the whole idea behind the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Well, the idea behind the Shrine is basically that talk radio is kind of traditionally a male-dominated thing, and Free Talk Live would like to show its appreciation for the females who listen and Amp the Show and all that. So you can go there to see their pictures. Ian always likes to say it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes and sizes, young and old, just hanging out.
So. Right, and of whom there are many, quite a growing number of female listeners who are enjoying Free Talk Live.
You can see me on there, right? I'm on the She Talk Live picture.
Yeah, that's right.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, yeah, we were just talking about whether or not gay marriage, allowing gay marriages in addition to straight marriages, is an expansion of government. And some people would point out that there are certain financial benefits to marriage that, you know, where you get government money. And an example is Social Security. And my thought is, and that's a good example because, you know, if you are married, you will enjoy certain Social Security benefits. One of the things that will happen is you'll probably have less actually. Like a couple will not get as much as they would get individually if they were not married.
Yeah,
first of all,
that's true for people who pay in federal income taxes too, right?
Isn't there
sometimes a penalty?
Sometimes there's a marriage tax.
Yeah.
Actually, you'll end up paying more. So there's some things like that. There is a case where if you're a married couple and one of you has a high amount they get, and the other one, then the other person, whoever had the highest amount, that's the amount you start getting.
Yep.
You no longer get the joint amount, which is higher, mm-hmm. always higher, but you get the higher of the two after that point. So say mm-hmm. let's say the male, either the male or the female, in the case of a straight marriage, would normally the male normally makes more Social Security because maybe that was the person who worked the most, and. So that would be, you know, and let's say that he died first. Well, the wife could get that amount, but they'd stop getting the joint amount anymore.
Yeah.
But usually when they're married, if you're married, you're getting less Social Security benefits. You're probably paying more in taxes. That's not always the case, but in many cases you're paying more in taxes. There's potentially some financial benefit you could get, but in a lot of cases you might be penalized. And I think that the point is, too, the other thing about Social Security is you paid into that, you know, and usually you don't get anywhere near back.
Oh, no way. I don't expect to get anything back.
In our generation, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm saying right now, right now, you don't get back what you put into it.
Are you 20 years older than me? Do we even count as the same generation?
Oh, I shouldn't do that. I'm not going to
get anything.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say even my generation, and you're right, I'm a couple of generations ahead of you.
I don't know if I'd say a couple, but certainly I don't think you can expect to get back what you put into Social Security. Not to mention your employer has to put in, too. So it's really private money being kicked
money
in.
Money that they could be paying you, but they're not because they're giving it to the...
Right, they stole it. I mean, they were supposed to be setting it aside for decades, and they haven't.
And so, again, since the whole point of licensing, of creating a marriage license, was so that they could deny some people the right to get married, they could say, it used to be anyone could enter into this contract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was generally a heterosexual thing, of course. I mean, people weren't doing...
Well, because
gay
it was a religious thing.
But it was a religious thing. Primarily a religious thing. I'm sure there was, but it was a contract that they decided we're going to start denying this to some people. That was the government intrusion, was denying some people the right to marry. Not allowing black interracial couples to marry was a government intrusion. So when they stopped denying interracial couples from marrying, that was actually a rollback of government.
Yeah,
in my opinion. And if they stop denying gay people getting married, that is a rollback of government. And so one of you, if we have a listener who feels that that allowing gay marriages is an expansion of government because government is hoarding the licenses, I'd love to hear from you. And actually, let's take a call because we do have a call from Sean in Meadville, Pennsylvania. So, Sean, how do you feel about this?
You know what? It don't really matter to me. It's, you know, you want to do that with another guy or another woman, that's your business. I don't care. You know, I don't look at it like that.
Well, when you say do that, you mean enter into a contract where you're considered family and can visit each other in the hospital and can collect certain Social Security benefits? Is that what you mean when you say when you do that?
I'm talking about, you know, the homosexual weddings and all that. I mean, it don't matter to me. I don't care. None of that really bothers me.
Okay. So what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, I was calling. I heard, like, last week, did you guys hear from, like, a Reverend Peel?
I'm not familiar.
I may not have been listening to the show that particular night. Can you give us a quick update about what that was about?
Well, this guy is a nut, okay? He's got, like, a trailer out in the middle of the woods, and there's, like, I don't know, probably, like, 20 people that actually go there. So he does exist, because I see him the other day down this dirt road. He's actually carrying a cross on his back. This guy is absolutely crazy.
Where is
he's calling in at, what's that?
Where is he located?
He's in Meadville. He's a nut.
Okay.
I mean, he did call in, and I know the guys don't believe that he's actually a reverend. I don't even know if he's really a reverend, but I know he has, like, a little following. This dumpy trailer out in the woods.
What kind of nutty things does he do? I mean, is this like one of those places where you handle poisonous snakes and drink strychnine?
In South Georgia, where I'm from.
Yeah,
I'm from North Georgia.
Yes.
There's a huge difference between Atlanta, Georgia, and like South Georgia. It's night and day. It really is. It's like a falling off a culture cliff. Okay. So
this guy is. I mean, they hand out pamphlets and stuff. They're always looking kind of around the streets, and. He's like an extremist. He's crazy.
I missed the call, though. Like, what's his shtick? What's his thing? Like, what's he pushing?
Oh, he's all about, like, I don't know, like the end of the world rapture kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun.
He's really against
There's
him.
A lot of that.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
Like I said, he was walking down a dirt road the other night, and he had a cross on his back.
Wow. Was he, like, dragging it Jesus style?
Oh, yeah.
Like a huge cross, and did he have a crown of thorns or anything like that?
He just had, like, his denim Lees on and, you know, like, his Walmart shoes. And
I guess in context, this is probably more relevant if for people who had heard his call, you're trying to give them some context about who this guy is, right?
Yeah, well, I called in, he was yelling about the brothels and stuff. They're all for the brothels, and he was yelling about, you know, it's sinners, and he said, next thing you know, they're going to have homosexual brothels.
We can only hope.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go there. I'll go there on coupon night. I'm kind of frugal. I'm kind of frugal, but I'll go, you know.
I don't know. If he ever calls again, you guys should get him all wound up. Like I said, he is a nut.
He's probably listening right now.
You should go over to his trailer and ask him to call in.
No. I stay away from him. We're out. You see a little caravan coming. I always get the kids inside.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you for the call. This is Freak Talk Live. You can call in and control the show at 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Check our website at wiki.freetalklive.com, FTL's 2,000-plus page user-editable wiki, where you can find out all kinds of things about show hosts and different subjects about that Free Talk Live covers. And all
my page is kind of short on there.
I have a really short page there, too, I think. So you guys should go in there and like edit and add cool quotes that people say and all kinds of stuff. If you hear a really cool quote you hear that you like, if you hear a host say, then just put it in there. You know, update it. You can edit it yourself. So.
Of course, I should say, it probably sounds odd to people, because if they've been listening to the show for, well, more than a few weeks and less than about a year, they probably haven't heard. I used to be a more regular co-host. This is the first time I've been on FTL, I think, in almost a year.
Yeah, did I take your spot?
Are you on Tuesday nights now?
No. Oh, I used to be. I took your spot for a while.
There was some shuffling around there, yeah. I had some job changes that took place, and so waking up very, very early in the morning doesn't really lend itself to doing a radio show late until the night before.
Ah, who needs sleep? You'll sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love sleep.
So this is your host, Dale.
And Nick.
And Stephanie.
And this is Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated talk radio that you can control. You can call 1-800-259-9231 and talk about whatever you like. We were just talking about gay marriages. And my opinion, and I think we dealt with it, was that It's not an expansion to start allowing gay people to get married.
It's not an expansion
of government, sorry,
yeah,
to allow gay people to get married. It's actually a rollback of government when you stop intruding into the contracts for certain people and stop denying certain people a contract they should be allowed to engage in.
Yeah, I like that way of looking at it, Dale. And I also think that I kind of see some parallels to immigration, because, like, okay, with immigration, there are a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, you don't let those illegals come in there because they're taking all this welfare and stuff. Well, you know, you should argue against the welfare, not against the people trying to walk across arbitrary lines in the sand, you know?
Not to mention that if they are, you should argue against that. And if they are getting welfare, it's probably through fraud, because you actually do need a Social Security number to get pretty much all government aid. So unless you're arguing that, oh, well, I don't know, they're going to free clinics that are kind of sponsored by the government. You have to go kind of indirect.
That's it, really. That's about all. What I would hear in California was they were talking about the how the emergency rooms had to take them in and stuff like that. You know, and they were and so that's the. I think some of the more educated crowd understands that it's really things like that. It's not so much the stuff where you sign up paperwork and you're getting regular checks and things like that,
right.
Because a lot of them are using someone else's Social Security number, and that person, you'll have someone who's allowing a whole bunch of illegals to use their Social Security number, and on their record, that person has worked 10 jobs all at the same time, and they're accumulating a massive Social Security benefit.
That's the thing, is that many undocumented workers who come in, they're actually paying into the system, because they are illegal, and they're not going to go, you know, they're not likely to go to the welfare office under, you know, especially if it's like John Smith and, you know.
And then there's some white guy sitting on his
Martinez ass. Raul Martinez from Guatemala. You're not going to go and use.
They're paying into it. Some white guy sitting on his ass is collecting like 10,
right,
the benefits of 10 different people.
Everybody who's a U.S. citizen who uses those systems is drawing out of that pool of money that many illegals are they're paying the taxes. They're just not receiving any of the benefits, and they'll be deported if they're caught, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like you should focus on, you know, government forcing, you know, these hospitals to not allow people to visit, or government forcing companies to give health insurance to partners or whatever. Those are the things that are the expansions of government, right? Regardless of who they apply to, it's not.
I can see that. I guess the idea that, you know, if you're making someone. Like a company honor a contract, you know. I as a libertarian, of course, I do believe companies should be able to decide whether to honor any, you know, whether to to treat that or
yeah.
not in a certain way. But
absolutely,
that would get
but
me
in some cases
with.
There are laws that, you know, state yeah. laws that say like you know, these companies have to provide health insurance
for the
partner.
In most cases, yeah. I mean, in most cases, they don't have a whole lot of latitude in what they recognize and what they don't, especially with things like benefits plans and insurance. I mean, with equal opportunity employment rules, I mean, it's very heavily regulated, and businesses have very few choices, not just in terms of doing things that most of us would consider discriminatory, like not covering partners in gay marriages or partnerships, whatever you want to call them, or not covering people of a certain race, but they're given very little latitude sometimes in what kinds of plans they can offer, period. I mean,
yeah. Well, and to me, that's a different area. You know, you're talking about whether or not government forces a company to recognize a marriage contract and do certain things for married couples and things like that. That's something else than whether or not, again, you have this certain kind of contract that the government has decided to take over and then to deny it to certain people.
Oh, yeah, they're totally separate.
It's a separate issue. So I still say it's not an expansion of government to start allowing gay people to get married.
I don't think so either. And you just sound like such a jerk when you say they should be able to get married.
Well, there's always that. You're just a jerk.
Well, it's not. I mean,
that's true.
I said that in not the most tactful way, yes, but it's just bad PR, you know? It's... Like, so when someone says something like that, it's like, you jerk, why are you
yeah.
saying that for? You
know? It seems awfully...
What are you, a bigot or something? Yeah.
A very busybody attitude.
Yes.
Speaking of busybody attitudes, how about you're walking, you're right behind your friend, and maybe you're chatting in a line at the grocery store or something, and they've got a six-pack of beer.
Yes.
And the grocery store, of course, doesn't want to get in horrible trouble with the police who will come and take their license, get them in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
So they card the person who's buying the six pack of beer, right?
And then they card me.
Right. Now, but why are they carding you? You're not buying the beer, right?
Because I might be doing a sting on them. Because I guess they've been burned by their own enforcers trying to get these stings.
And this is the whole notion of someone trying to get someone else to buy alcohol for them because they're not 21 or something. Is that the idea?
Yes,
But now, who's responsible in that case? Let's say there's a teenager hanging out in the dark corner outside the convenience store. Is like, hey, pops, pops. And he flashes him a 20.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, and of course, a six pack of beer will only cost you, you know, less than half that, maybe.
And you keep the change. Pops
keeps
the change.
Yeah, keep the change, man. Well, give me a six pack, will you?
Yeah.
And that's what they're afraid of, right? You know.
Yeah.
And so who's responsible? Let's say, okay, the teenager standing in the dark corner, Pops, we're going to call him, comes up, you know, he takes the 20 out of view of the cashier, goes inside, buys a six-pack of beer, walks out, pockets the cash, hands the six-pack to the to the guy, to the teenager standing in the dark corner.
Yeah.
How can the cashier possibly ever even know that that happened?
Oh, no
way.
What
can he do about it, and who's responsible?
Well, I don't know. There's not really, as far as I know, there's not a law in the books. Where they usually do it, at least here in New Hampshire, what I've run into, being somebody who's just over the state drinking age.
Wait, there's not a law that says that grocery stores have to ID anyone who walks through the line with somebody else who's buying alcohol? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's not a law that says they're responsible for all of us. Yeah. I've heard figures for New Hampshire as high as 20 to 25% of total alcohol sales end up going to people who are under the age of 21. We have to figure there are a lot of colleges in state, and young people in high school, they drink heavily. I mean, if you took take the professional alcoholics and high school kids out of the equation, you really wouldn't have that many beer companies around.
Yeah, there's something going on right now with one of the colleges in New Hampshire where the town, it's in a small town, and the police chief is like really cracking down on the frats and sororities and is charging them with felonies because of serving alcohol to supposedly underage people. And you know what that does is just makes people afraid to take their friends to the hospital when they're, very intoxicated and maybe in danger. It makes people want to drink underground and just try to keep it as much of a secret as possible. It teaches kids that they should binge drink it teaches people that they should binge drink people who are under the arbitrary age of 21.
Well, you establish your drinking habits before you, but most people start to establish their drinking habits before they're 21. And underage drinking laws don't help.
What cop can look you in the eye with a straight face and say, I never tried a sip of alcohol before I was 21? It's kind of ridiculous.
When we come back, we will talk about 5 popular safety measures that don't make you any safer from crack.com. You can call in and control the show at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericanNow.com. That's AmericanNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericanNow.com. That's AmericanNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you can control by calling 1-800-259-9231. You can also check out bbs.freetalklive.com, where you can just talk with other Free Talk Live listeners about all sorts of things, things that we're talking about on the show, or anything else you want to talk about. It's a great internet forum. How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children. Our favorite co-host, or second favorite co-host, Mark, reads it all the time to his son, Jack. Mark reads it to his son, Jack, all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. We'll make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code of FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com. So this is your host, Dale.
And Nick.
And Stephanie.
And again, you can call in and control the show at any time by calling 1-800-259-9231. And we would love to hear from you. Stephanie, we were talking about getting carded when you're not even buying alcohol.
Yeah, this is kind
of being in the presence of someone buying alcohol, or being, you know, waving to someone across the store if you're buying alcohol. You know?
Yeah, it's such a pet peeve of mine because, okay, like for those who know me, I guess I am not an alcohol drinker. I just don't enjoy drinking alcohol, never have. So I don't do it. But you know, oftentimes I'll be going to the grocery store with a friend, like we're cooking dinner, and the friend is buying a bottle of wine or something like that. I mean, it's never a ridiculously large amount of booze either. It's usually like one bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer or something like that. And I'll go through the line with a friend, and the cashier will say, oh, you know, I need to see your ID, too. With this, like, authoritative tone, like, almost like they've become an agent of the state. You know, I need to see your ID.
Well, you know, some people enjoy that. Like, they like feeling like they're in a position of keeping people in line, in a position of authority.
Yeah.
See, it starts from grammar school when some kids get to be patrols and they get to wear that sash. I don't know if you guys had it in your schools, but in Georgia,
the hall monitor.
The hall monitor. We were called patrols. So we had an orange sash.
We didn't have the badge on it.
That's like the Milgram.
I was
like
one.
The Stanford prison experiment.
I was a patrol. The funny thing, I had just changed to this new school, and I was getting really good grades, and one of the patrols left. Because it was like the seventh year. The seventh grade students were the patrols, because this was in Georgia, where I grew up, there were three schools. You had Grammar, You had middle school and you had high school. Uh-huh. And grammar was 1 through 7. Middle was like 8 through... Or no, so you did have middle school. Some people have middle school. We didn't. We had 1 through 7 and then immediately 8 through 12 for high school. So 7th grade was when you got to be patrol. And I had just started a new school in the 7th grade. So I didn't ever really have an opportunity to be a patrol, except that I was doing really good grades and everything. And I got pulled aside and said, so what do you think about possibly if you were asked to be a patrol, how would you feel about that? And, of course, it's like, wow.
Oh, my gosh,
it's me.
I get
to be one of those kids that bosses everyone around, you know?
I wish Brett from School Sucks was here tonight. He's been...
And it's because someone was moving, one of the patrols was moving or something, and I ended up taking her place. And you get badges, and there's a few higher-ranking patrols, like the captain of the patrol.
Wow. We did not have this in school.
I had a crush on a girl in 7th grade. I had a crush on the captain of the patrol.
Was that the first and last
She was kind of dykey. She's a little bit dykey.
So that, balanced it out?
I don't know. I mean, she had, short red hair, I remember, and I had a crush on the captain of the patrols, and she knew it, too. She knew I had a crush on her and everything. But anyway.
And she'd boss you around.
Yeah. It's kind of, actually. You know what?
Oh, boy.
Well, talk about authoritarian attitudes and people enjoying being in a position of authority. I lived at an apartment complex, and there was this courtyard area right at the beginning, at the entrance of the complex where the bus would stop to pick up everyone from that complex. We had quite a few kids that would get picked up at that stop.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good 10, 15 kids maybe. And she was on the bus by the time. She was like the first one to get picked up and the last one to get dropped off or something like that. I can't remember exactly how that worked. And she saw them, and she said to me one day, she said, Dale, those kids are awfully unruly at that. When they're waiting for the bus. This is a seventh grader. This is a seventh grader, you know. So I can't remember her exact words.
Training.
I can't remember her exact words, but it was something to that effect. You know, they're running around, they're not behaving, and there was never any problem. You know, it's not like they weren't getting on the bus when it pulled up. Everyone would go and get on the bus. She says, you should make them stand in line. Or you wait
you
for the bus,
make
or whatever.
Them. Oh
yeah, you need to. You know, you
goodness.
Need to. You know, you're a patrol from the moment you start whatever, even at the bus stop. You know, you're a patrol. I'm like, okay. And so I'm getting orders from the higher ups.
You were a Nazi, weren't you?
Yeah,
you made the children lie.
No, I hated this.
He was just doing his job.
No, I didn't. Following order patrol. I saw a kid chewing gum, and I saw a kid walking down the hall, and he pulls a piece of gum out.
God.
And puts it, looks right at me. He holds my gaze and sticks the piece of gum in his mouth and starts chewing it. And I didn't do anything. I'm just like, I'm supposed to stop that. You're not supposed to be chewing gum. You know, I'm shaking it, but I didn't do anything.
Was he one of those kids who
I never did anything.
Looked like he was just going to beat you up if you tried?
Oh, he wasn't. I mean, he's a little kid. He couldn't have, he couldn't have threatened me in any way. But it was
he
one of those things where I had to
man.
Be an authoritarian, douche. And I just didn't have it in me, I guess.
What happened to the girl who was the head patrol? Did she end up in, student government and then end up on some city council or something? Did she move to Keene?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't recall. I don't think she went on to, I don't recall seeing her at high school. So I don't know what happened about that. But,
So the programming starts early.
Start early. People like being in that position of authority.
I think people I think in the case of a store clerk being, I think part of it is they're told you have to ask everybody. If you see two young people coming through or somebody who looks underage going through with somebody who looks like they're over 21, you have to ID both of them because it's a law. If their manager has told them that, I would presume that they're just told you have to do it. Or something vague like that.
They have no reason to question what their manager says.
Right.
They're not going to go look
There's
it
just
up
this chain of people not questioning, so they end up in trying to be this vigilante enforcing laws that don't even exist, instead of just saying, it's store policy.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. I mean, there were a couple times where this happened, and I was going through a line with a friend and they asked me for my ID when I wasn't buying anything. I mean, we were even checking out separately. You know, sometimes when you check out separately, they don't do it. But then sometimes they do just because they saw you talking or whatever.
It's so ridiculous. I remember I walked in the store. I didn't even. I remember. I walked in the store with a friend.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have my ID on me. And I drove. I had forgotten. I was driving without it because I had forgotten my ID.
Ooh,
and I just didn't realize it. And I was like, I didn't even have it in the car. I couldn't even go out and get it or whatever. And I was I walked in with someone. I didn't even hang out with them or anything. And sure enough, they would not sell him alcohol. They would not sell him alcohol because I could not show him ID. I didn't even talk to him inside or anything.
But they saw
us come out of the same car, you know.
I've caught the flip side of this. I mentioned it during the break, but here in New Hampshire, I've actually had it, and it probably works the same way some other places, but I've had it where I was actually over the age of 18, But I went to buy cigarettes for myself, and I was just asked if I was over the age of 18. They didn't actually ask me. It was a small country store. My parents owned a convenience store, and they used to do the same thing. But the idea being that, at least this is my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving legal advice, but at least in the state of New Hampshire, if they're conducting a sting operation, the police are, and they're having somebody who's underage go in to make the purchases, then the law actually says you can't sell to people who are underage. It's not quite so picky about the carding. So if they ask somebody who's conducting a sting, are you old enough to buy this? Are you 18? Are you 21? If they answer no, or if they answer, they're obviously not going to answer no, because they'll say, oh, well, you don't have your ID and you're not old enough? Well, you can't have it. If they answer, yeah, I'm over the age, well, either they're lying and they're actually an underage person, or they're telling the truth. So if they're lying and they're actually an underage person, the transaction is completed, well, essentially what they've just done is committed entrapment. If they are actually over the age of majority, then they haven't broken any law because they're old enough to buy.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I've seen this done
a few times. It's not a very good sting operation if you actually have an old enough person doing it.
But it's an interesting way. It's sort of the other end of it. It's a thing you don't hear about being done very much, but it's sort of one of the loopholes where, well, you're supposed to ID, but really, if you ask them, that's how you beat the stings.
Yeah.
You can still get busted if they lie and they're not working for a sting and it gets caught on camera or something. I guess that's the impetus to ID. But.
So coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the 5 popular safety measures that don't make you any safer. This is by Robert Evans. And it'll be interesting. One of the first ones is airport security measures.
Oh, imagine that.
Right. So we're going to talk about that.
I always feel safer when someone makes me take my shoes off.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm walking into somebody's home. It's warm and cozy, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel warm and cozy.
And I have to smell 200 other people's feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm being attacked by the foot odor.
You are, in some cases.
So that'll be coming up, safety measures that don't make you any safer. You can also call in and talk about anything you like. This is Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated talk radio that you can control. Call 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.